Good day, everyone. I'm Sifu Cicero from the Online School of Qi Energy, and today we're going to be talking about the nerve fiber building exercise and why we teach that to students. We find this is an excellent way to build up the capacity of the nerve fibers to project Qi, bioenergy, or even down to the smallest level, biophotons. Now, our nerve fiber system is quite a large type of wiring harness throughout the body. And there's actually 45 miles that run through the body. Now, 43 of these pairs of these nerves connect to the entire part of the body through the central nervous system or the spinal cord. And what we're doing is taking that advantage of all the nerve fiber system and starting to grow it in such a way so this neuronal capacity gets larger and larger and larger. It increases the field or the bandwidth of the current that's inside of there. And then that energy field builds up more and more. Now, to really break this down, I have on the line with me Sifu Jones, and he's going to explain a little bit more about the nerve fiber building exercise.
Yes, the nerve fiber building exercise is the first exercise that we teach people that come into the school. The students get adjusted to what we're going to be talking to them about, and it's one of the very first exercises that they come against, and it's very low aerobic impact type of one, and it helps to build up the size of your nerve fibers. Like you just said, there's 45 miles worth of these nerve fibers in your body, you know, and that's a plus or minus 45 miles. I mean, it's going to be different on every person that you come across, just like their hair would grow different or time it takes them to grow fingernails or toenails is all going to be different, determined by the metabolism of their body. But what we're trying to do is build up this electrical part of your body. And we do that by building up the size of your nerve fiber system. And we already know a lot about how the nerve fiber system works. We know that any messages you get from your brain, let's say to like move your feet, it would go from your brain down to your feet, and the next thing you know, you're walking or running or doing whatever you want your brain wants your body to do. It sends electrical messages down to that part of the body in order for that function to be carried out. And so what we do here is teach you how to build up that communication part of your body. And most of the energy exercises out there, they try to build up all sorts of different parts of your body, and they don't really specialize in building up the nerve fibers, and so they don't really get the best out of the energy system that you're working in. You don't really get that much out of it. For the most part, you may learn breaths and sounds and learn all these different ways of doing it, and you will get a certain amount of a build-up from that, from just pushing around the energy in a particular way using breaths or sounds, and you can feel a certain amount of that, but most of the time those kind of things come with somewhat of a roller coaster ride emotionally, and it is because you're not really doing the whole process very evenly. In our school, we teach a student how to evenly build up their overall nerve fiber system and not just pocket in different areas of their body energy. A lot of systems will do that too. They'll give you PowerPoint areas, or, you know, some people will call them chakra or PowerPoints. And so you put energy in them using a breath or a sound, and you put your concentration of thought into a particular area, and that is supposed to build up that area. And it really does build up that area somewhat. But the problem is, if you build up areas like that in just specific areas of your body, pretty soon you really knock your whole body out of whack. You'll feel real strong in those particular areas, but then it won't really be an even amount throughout your whole body. So a lot of times you'll build up these particular areas of your body only to find out that you get this weirdest, strangest side effect from doing it in that particular way. And both you and I kind of learned that kind of a style when we first learned energy work, using the breaths and the sounds and pocketing energy in different places. And it does work to a certain extent, doesn't it?
It works to a certain extent to bring probably you into the low stages of the water stage. It's kind of that floaty feeling. I spent 10 years in Qigong, and I found that I could get to that stage, but it wasn't manageable, and I didn't really know what I was doing. And the way my body feels right now, out my arms, legs and torso, front and back and sides, I can actually feel my energy increase and fill the room. I can feel the whole room all at once. And I know in our system we call that body breathing, and it really has nothing to do with the breath. It has to do with tuning into the awareness of this new energy field based upon the increase of the nerve fibers a little bit each day.
And that really is what it is. You don't just start out filling an entire room or anything. It's something that you learn to do a little bit over time, or learn to build up the size of your nerve fibers to begin with. And that phenomena of building up the nerve fibers was something that went over most people's heads. And it really wasn't until they started breaking some of this down scientifically and medically that we understood how things worked better. And one of the ways that they were able to sense that or start showing that there was this difference was in, like, babies who would go to the hospital, like premature babies. They would do experiments where some of the babies would not be touched during that whole time and others would be touched. And they realized the ones that were touched are growing so much quicker. They were getting out of the hospital so much quicker simply through that process of regularly touching them. So they knew there's something electrical was happening there. And then also with professional pitchers, they started realizing that as they would work on their arms and they would compare them, let's say a left arm to a right arm, let's say the pitcher was a righty, their right arm would be so much better built nerve fiber wise than their left arm was. They started seeing that phenomena happening over and over, where one side of their body would be so much stronger than another part of their body. And they saw it in kickers, and this phenomena was happening where they were saying something is causing this buildup. And obviously with pitchers, you know, if you're constantly using that arm to throw with, it's going to build up a lot stronger than the other arm is. And so it just makes a logical sense to most people that that would happen. What we're doing is taking that same premise and working it with your body so that your nerve fibers will get bigger and bigger and hold more energy. And with that larger amount of holding of energy, you get more information you can put into that energy. What we found out scientifically is this bioenergy that we put off is really in the way of biophotons. Biophotons are a type of light. But the funny thing about them is that they can actually carry information for us, and they can carry up to 4 megabytes of information in each biophoton. And to me, that's pretty amazing that we're constantly communicating in this subconscious way, even biophoton to biophoton per se, with each other and also through life. And if you build up that particular part of your system, it's amazing what happens, isn't it?
Well, more and more biophotons kind of cling together, and we do it in such a way with temperature control. That's what's so nice about the system. You can take your time, guide it through the body with temperature control, a very nice air conditioning feeling, and you start to feel this energy movement, but it's more manageable. And the feeling lasts quite a while after the exercise. Of course, with this fact that I found out, if 1 square inch of skin on a human hand has 72 feet of nerve fiber. So we're guiding the energy through the body parts as it's guided under the hand through the body part. And I can understand why that would stimulate and increase the flow and the plasticity of the nerve fiber itself throughout the entire body.
Which is why we use our hands quite a bit with doing our particular type of energy buildup, is because you are getting quite a bit of wattage right out of your hands. And the difference between, let's say, your hands and your feet, where you'd have some 4,000 nerve fibers in your hand, you only have around 400 plus in your feet. This is a huge difference. It's why you can feel all your fingers very easily. And most people, if you tell them to feel their toes, well, they may be able to feel their big toes or their little toe, but they have a hard time feeling those in between toes because they just don't have as many nerve fibers down there, and the ones that are down there have not really been built up that well. And so what we do is teach people how to build up their overall system so that you're not depending on one particular area for all your energy, but you can use your entire body to build up in this unique way using these flow patterns that we have developed. And it really does make a huge difference in the way this energy feels. You feel it in much more of a pleasant way, in the way that you brought up about using a cool temperature control and building it as good feeling type of energy. And we know if you build up that kind of energy, it really really just helps you out throughout your day. Lots of systems out there will build this energy up using breath, heart sound. They really want to put all the power into it right away. What we have found is usually you just overload your own body doing it in that particular fashion. These overloads can lead to all sorts of side effects that you would never put together. Anything from dizziness to a feeling of being drunk or vertigo, kind of spontaneous clockwise or counterclockwise circles happening or spinning for you, headaches, muscle pains, organ pains, bone pain, pins and needle type feelings at different parts of your body. You get flu-like symptoms or rashes that will come up. And all these type of things can come up from doing this type of energy work in the wrong way. What we've done since we've been doing it for years and years is take out all these bad side effects by showing you to put in the right type of attribute into your type of energy work. And if you do it in a very specific way like we teach, you avoid all these bad side effects and you get some really, really good type of side effects. And part of it really does kick in the law of attraction, because what we found out, building energy work up, dealing with energy in the way that you're dealing with it, also you have to put into the mix how pheromones work, and your pheromones determine how you're going to get along with another person or not. The way you do your energy work will directly affect this ability to get along with somebody or not get along with them. People who really push energy work have a roller coaster ride effect happen to them, and a lot of times they get into arguments and fights with other people simply because of this is one of the side effects of building up nerve fibers too quickly. Since we've realized that early on, we started gearing our buildups in this compatible way to the body so that you get a synergism effect. And it really does work quite wonderfully, doesn't it?
I have an increase in metabolism where when I wake up in the morning, I used to feel stiff in my joints, or, you know, had to wake up your body all the time to feel your body parts even out normally. I wake up, my first step right out of bed, I feel great. And taking that for granted now, but I remember back to those days where I had to wake up each body part and do my stretching, and now my stretching is so much easier and moving into my activities during the day because my warm-up is practically nothing because my body already feels that good. So I do take it for granted now, which is why my nerve fiber building process is really a lot different than people that start out. But I do remember, because when students first come into the school, I am a soft judge and take them through a little bit at a time. And that's why we want to, you know, not push people through the system to the degree where they're not going to feel the energy in a manageable way. And we just do it a little bit at a time, and they said, wow, you know, I'm feeling a little bit more different every day. It does feel quite good.
The other part of it is the people that come in with this expectation that this is somewhat of a Superman thing and that you can muscle this type of energy, they usually have a tendency to have those bad side effects. And if they don't listen to the way that you really should build up the nerve fiber system, you can run into all sorts of problems and can really cause some real pain on your body because you do it in the wrong way. Headaches and back pain and all sorts of different types of pain on your body will come out when you do this type of energy work too quickly, or you're overloading your system because of your mental intent is to experience it in a Superman way. All that does is just overload your body with too much electricity going through particular areas, and you're only as strong as your weakest area on your body. And a lot of times, if you just overload that area, well, then you won't be able to do energy work anytime soon because you're going into these bad side effects and you have to stop your training. And so what we try to show people is there's this easy way of building up your body, and if you'll just take your time and do it on this regular basis every day, you can really build it up to levels where you can then project energy in this physical, tangible way so that other people can actually feel your energy. And this is why you would build up your nerve fiber system, is so that you can actually learn some of the techniques that we talk about in school that would seem like impossible to do, extreme abilities, that kind of thing, moving thing. And most of what it is you'll find it's just building up your nerve fiber system, and these are kind of somewhat of the side effects that you can get from building up your nerve fibers in the way that we are. But it really is this electrical process, not this muscular one, that is being involved. And the more you can get down the rules of how this electrical process works, the better you do at doing type of energy work like we're showing people how to do. By building up the size of your nerve fibers, you can put out so much more energy than you normally could. This is why it directly leads to the things that we're talking about. Most people who get in it, they want to feel like some type of sensation, or they'll feel like they're not really getting anywhere. And so it's easy enough to feel the sensations. What we want to do, though, is make it a little bit of sensation so that you can see that you're making progress, but not make the sensation so much that you're just overwhacking your body, and so you're not really making the progress that you would, because you have to constantly take off. So it's working in the moderation area where you can build up your body in this everyday way that a year from now you're so much better at it than, let's say, when you first started. It's getting into this regular routine. You're doing these regular exercises on this regular basis, and that's what gets you really good at doing energy work and why you would want to build up your nerve fiber system in the first place. It's really an electrical process. It's your body has all this electrical equipment inside it. The nerve fiber system, like you said, is 45 miles plus long, and by simply building that part of you up in a stronger way and all over your body and not in just particular areas, you'll go so much further in energy work. And the biggest problems with building up in just particular areas are the different types of side effects you'll get over time, and they can be quite extensive and can be really nasty ones when you do something over and over wrong and your body isn't really built in the particular way that they're telling you to do it. Well, we know so much more about how science works, how your body works with energy, that we put all that information in the school. Bring up about the pheromones. We bring up about your body's immune system, its natural killer cells, how they work with energy. And a lot of your energy modalities, they don't touch these subjects. They don't bring any of this information up, because when they were put into existence, nobody knew anything about this type of information. Well, now that we know all this new information, we're saying, hey, let's put it in the school, let people know it so that they can adjust their energy work accordingly. And this is why we're getting people to the gains that we are. And it really is what we're talking about with a nerve fiber building. As you build up the nerve fiber system of your body, you will be able to project out much stronger energy. Energy that not only I can feel, but you can feel. Isn't that true?
Absolutely true, and there is where the healing begins right there, because if you can maintain temperature, you can actually flow and guide the electricity where you want to without any negative side effects. And in the long run, in the higher levels of school, it becomes a quantum effect. Whatever I do to myself, what I put my attention on can be done someplace else. So there's some extreme abilities that I've never encountered in 25 years plus of energy work. So I'm very pleased with the whole method.
Well, and that is what we wanted to go over today to prospective students, is that this is what we do. We build a person's size of the nerve fiber so that they are projecting out so much more energy than anybody else around them. And then we're going to explain to them in great detail, in a step-by-step way, how they can keep getting to higher and higher levels. So thanks a lot, everybody.